This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You are listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
It's 99.9 KISW, and right now on the phone, coming from Southern California, we have Cynthia Nishi. Nishi is how you pronounce it, correct?
Yes, correct.
Right on. And she is one of the vocalists of a band called Despise You. You might not have heard of them, but they are insanely popular in the underground grindcore power violence scene, very influential in that scene, and we try to kind of shine a light on that scene as much as we can, and they are coming up for Northwest Terror Fest. You guys are going to be one of the bands that's playing alongside, I believe, Pig Destroyer. Is that right?
Yes, a good friend of ours, Pig Destroyer. Yeah, we've been playing a lot of shows with them, so we're always honored to hang out with them and, you know, play shows. So hope to see everybody there.
That's awesome. So this is, this is going to be a trip for you. You guys are coming up to Seattle. Are you guys going to be going on a tour, or is it just kind of a one and done?
Just a one-off.
Nice.
Yeah, we're actually flying in the morning, playing the show, and come back Sunday. So
okay, right on.
Typically that's what we usually do. You know, we have future stuff coming up late on this year, but typically, yeah, one day and come back, and that's usually it.
Weekend warriors.
Yeah, weekend warriors. We all work and we have, day jobs and whatnot, so.
Right on. Well, it's like you're moonlighting as metal musicians, right?
Yeah, something like that.
So are you stoked to come up to Seattle for Northwest Terror Fest? Like, I got to ask, who's your favorite Northwest or Seattle band of all time?
Seattle band. If you want to go back to the grunge era, I guess you could name off some of those bands.
Sure. But
yeah, that's pretty much kind of some of the stuff that I grew up with. So.
Yeah. Right on. Yeah, well, you'll be right in the thick of it. You know, you'll be able to see all the old relics from grunge past if Amazon hasn't destroyed them yet.
Yeah.
So if I'm correct, you actually joined Despise You on vocals in 2007 when the band got to together after breaking up in 96.
Yeah, so I was able to, you know, be honored to actually play with them for you know, they never played live shows, and I got to play with them, and I've been with them since.
How did that come about? How did you join Despise You? I mean, was that a band that you were a fan of before?
You know, they're buddies of mine, so I knew about it, and, you know, it's just something that I never really thought about, like, end up joining years later. But one of the guys that used to be in the band, Chris Dawes, she actually called me one day. He's like, hey, do you want to try vocals? And I was like, well, I never done vocals for bands, so
really?
You know, yeah, so here I am.
That's crazy. So did you ever think, like, hey, maybe I could be a vocalist for a band, or did you know you had a pretty gnarly voice?
Not at all, because I mean, vocals for Despise You, obviously you hear my voice right now, is totally different from,
sure,
you know, what Despise You sounds like. So, you know, it's Yes, it's almost like people always joke and say it's my alter ego, like on stage or something.
Cause, that's awesome.
You know, I don't sound like that at all. So, you know, but yeah, it's been really fun. I've been with the guys for, you know, all these years, and, you know, there's been a couple of band changes through the time, and it's been really fun. It's like family outing for us. You know, it's not like anything like, oh, we got to go play a show. It's like, okay, you know, despite your family, we're going to go and hang out. So it's been really fun. Been with the band since, late 06, 07. Played our show for the first time at a festival. And after that, we were just kind of like, hey, let's see how it goes. And here we are years later, you know, getting to see the world. So
yeah,
it's been a really, you know, fun time doing this and whatnot.
And you said it's like a family, so you get to see the world with a family, and it's just a
yeah,
perk
exactly.
That you get to
so
play
yeah,
a shows for
mindless.
People.
Yeah, and, you know, it's luckily, you know, we all have work that allows us to do it, and some of the guys in the band are doing more than, you know, what Despise You does, so they're always on the road. But, you know, it's we get to see places that we probably wouldn't see as tourists, you know, so that's one thing that we get to experience with, you know, great people through the years and just hanging out in different cities. So it's like, it's a fun outing.
So, I mean, like, let's go back to that time then, like 2006, 2007, you said it was the first, like a festival you guys came back for. Tell me about the first time you stepped on stage with Despise You. Like, what was your feeling there, and how did it feel to join this like kind of iconic underground power violence band on stage? How are you feeling?
I felt great. I mean, you know, a lot of people in the scene is people that I've known for so many years. So it's just kind of like, you know, like I said, it's almost like a family outing in a sense, because, you know, we're just hanging out, and it's great. Like, I get excited every time we play a show, you know. I'm sure everybody in bands could say the same thing. It's like, you're not nervous until right when you're about to go on stage, and once you start, you're just, you know, you're on routine, so.
Nice, right on. Well, it sounds pretty natural for you then.
Apparently so, yeah. I mean, it's exciting every time. It doesn't matter what kind of stage it is or what performance it is. It's always the same feeling every time, and it's really exciting.
Hell yeah, right on.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, I'm stoked to see you in that element, you know, in that vibe. And, you know, obviously we'll get that energy from you guys. You guys are a very energetic, very fast band. But for everybody else that has like these day jobs, and you guys all have this, like, you guys, like we said, you're kind of like a weekend warrior band. What is it? How do you describe what you do to people in your like everyday non-Despise You life? What do you tell people to describe what you do in a band? Does it surprise people?
It surprised people, but it's like, it's so, you know, it's one of those things, like it's hard for a normal person to get it. You know, people that don't really go to concerts and whatnot.
Sure.
But, yeah, it's kind of a surprise because, you know, what I do for a job is totally different from what I do in a band. So it's like almost completely opposites. But, you know, in most sense, you know, I'm creative at my job as well.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's something. And, you know, some of my clients that I've been knowing for many, many years, they'll go on YouTube and be like, oh, my gosh, I didn't know it was like that.
You know, so...
It's
That's
always
awesome.
Fun to get that reaction, you know, from an older gentleman, like, hey, there's curse words. I'm like, yeah, you know, it's one of those things, you know, and I'm a mom too. So it's just kind of like, okay, this mom is going to do what? You know, so it's fun.
You're you like, know, it's cheaper than therapy, okay?
Yeah, so it's fun. One of my good friends told me, like, you know, she's not in the music scene at all.
Yeah.
She always tells me, she's like, you know, you just have enough fame to walk down the street and no one bothers you.
Nice.
That's a good way to put it, you know.
And, hell yeah.
You know, the band's known worldwide, but it's very microscopic, you know. It's
sure.
Not something that everybody knows about. It's such a... Like, when people ask me, what kind of music it is, I'm like, oh, it's punk, it's like metal, it's kind of fast. It could be slow too. It's really hard to describe, and people are just kind of like, what is that? You know?
They're so, like, oh, so like Green Day? You're like,
yeah,
sure.
Exactly. I'm like, yeah, it's like Slayer, but it's not. They're like, oh, it's not. And I'm like, yeah, you'll be, if you're into Slayer, you might be disappointed to hear us, you know? But it's just kind of one of those things. I'm like, how am I going to describe this, you know?
Right.
But actually, it was funny, my roommate brought a friend, and he actually kind of nailed it, because he's like, you know, she's been telling me what kind of music it is, and he's just like, is it kind of like Fear? And I was like, you know, matter of fact, we do a Fear cover. So that was a very interesting conversation I had recently. So, so you're like, okay, yeah, you kind of get it, you know? So
totally.
That was the first time someone ever actually nailed it. So I was like, okay.
Nice. Well, so I mean,
even, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sorry to cut you off, but
go ahead.
I was wondering about, like, what got you, because you said that you were friends with everyone and Despise You before, and that's kind of how they approached you. What got you into the punk scene originally? Like, do you remember, I guess we kind of call it the light bulb moment, where you knew, like, the scene was for you, or was there, like, a band you fell in love with?
You know, I'm very, like, I have a broad range of music that I love, but, you know, just something that I did as a kid, like, just going to shows, and it was just kind of natural that, you know, I just kind of fit into something that everybody else didn't know about. So that's something that I did as a kid. And I know everybody in the band, and, you know, I've done music too, and I'm actually rejoined a band that I used to be in back in the 90s also. And that's how I knew a lot of these guys from the scene. But, you know, I always did music since I was a kid. So it was just kind of that was just my calling, I guess. I just didn't fit it anywhere else, so I found a home, you know? So that's basically what happened.
Hell yeah. Well, that's awesome that, you know, it continues to be that way, and you rejoin this band. Tell me about this this other project you have.
Yeah, I have a band. We call it like a psychedelic power violence, or psych violence for short, but it's basically power violence but psychedelic. It's kind of something that most people won't understand, but... you know, band was around mid-90s, and we just kind of rejoined a couple years ago and just been doing shows. So,
well, what's the band called?
That's another journey. Gasp.
Gasp. Gasp. Right on. Are you guys pretty active as well?
Yes. We actually just had a show last weekend, and we've been recording a lot. So most of our time we're going to spend this year is releases and re-releases of old music too as well.
Killer.
So that's what we're doing. And that's something that's kind of keeping me occupied on times that I'm not with Despise You. So, you know, just kind of keeping busy.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, you said you're a mom, you got these two bands, you have a full-time job, you are a busy woman, but it sounds like you have a lot of awesome projects to, like, pour your energy into. It's an inspiration.
Definitely, and, you know, my son's already grown, so I am a mom, but it's kind of like, you know, he's not with me, he's in college right now, and he's busy with bands, too, so we try to spend some time together and... you know, make the best of what's going on. And, you know, he's always busy recording and playing shows too. So.
Oh, is he doing the kind of music that you do, or did he?
Not at all. Not at all.
Is the, his way of rebelling is going against the, against the grain?
Yeah, his music's alternative. You know, I guess we call it like alternative punk type music. So the band's name is Counterminds, and they just did a recording and going to be releasing pretty soon. So, yeah, he's busy too, and, you know, hopefully he'll be touring someday too.
Was it like when he was a little kid, like, you know, he was like embarrassed of his mom, like, oh, like, because, you know, all little kids are embarrassed. He's like, oh, she's crazy.
Yeah, exactly. I took him to Gilman, and he was on stage with me one day, and now I'm sure he tells us all his friends, like, oh, I was on the stage at Gilman.
Yeah. You know?
Like, he's finally, like, I'm finally cool to him, so he's been coming around a lot more, but yeah, so just, you know, family and music.
Hell yeah.
He's always busy, yeah, so that's my life. So I have, like, kind of a somewhat quote unquote normal life, and you know, a surprise every so often on the weekends.
Yes, that's awesome, and it seems like a good balance. Now, your band, you guys, sometimes in like photos you guys take, you guys wear Dodgers gear. It seems like you guys are pretty diehard Dodgers fans. So you guys, do you guys have a lot of Los Angeles pride?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I go to games, few games a season, and you know, it's just part of my life. I mean, my mom's a big Dodgers fan, and my son goes to games with me too. So
nice,
kind of a family thing, and. Yeah, that's. I think you probably see me with a lot of Dodgers stuff. I think that's all I have now.
Nice.
Outside my work clothes. So.
There you go. Right on. So don't be surprised, you know, if you're a Mariners fan and they rock some Los Angeles, they're probably not trying to start a fight with you guys. They're just very proud of Los Angeles. So as far as the band goes, you guys released a split 7-inch with Coke Bus back in 2017. Do you guys have any plans to work on a new album or anything? I believe you guys are with Relapse?
Yes, we have a split with Agoraphobic Nosebleed, which is part of the guys from Pig Destroyer too. So, yeah, that's the only release. I know music got re-released, you know, same thing, repressed. But in the future, we haven't really had too much plans of new music, but I know that's going to be something in the making for sure.
Cool. Right on. Well, you know, just keep us updated. You know, you got my number, so
yeah,
just
send
me songs and we'll play it on Metal Shop.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So last couple questions here. If you could pick a scar on your body and then tell us the story of how you got that scar, Cynthia.
Oh, boy. I have a recent one from the last year, actually.
Uh-oh.
There was a show in Portland, actually, when I was out there, Seattle, Portland, last year. So there was a house show, and show got crazy. I fell on George, the drummer's drum kit, and I have a small scar on the bottom of my lip now.
Oh, no, it split open your lip?
Which can be covered with lipstick, luckily, because it's right on the lip line. But, with that, and I had a one of my tooth, actually, one of my fillings came out at the show, which I didn't know.
Uh-oh.
So that happened. Yeah, but... you know, it's all part of it, you know. Nothing personal or nothing like that, but
yeah.
That's just me. The show went on. I busted my lip, I was bleeding, and I cleaned myself up. I said, "Hey, let's go." So that's what happened. And, you know, my 80-year-old body was, you know, aching, and sometimes I have little like hip issues now. I got to stretch it out, but other than that,
see, that's funny. See, that's funny. See, you're a hairdresser and you also sing for a hardcore band. Those are two things that are going to age your body rapidly.
That's what it sounds like. But, you know, that's why it's not an ongoing tour. You know, I don't think I would be able to handle that. But it's been great. It's been a great journey, and the journey still continues. So.
And it does, and it continues this next Saturday. So we're hyping it up. A week from this moment, you can see them opening. Actually, not opening. They're going to be playing right before Pig Destroyer. Also, Dorothea Cottrell of Windhand, Cloud Rat, and Closet Witch. That is the Saturday schedule for the Pneumo stage. But you can see Cynthia's band, Despise You, again, playing with Pig Destroyer. It's going to be so awesome. Again, NorthwestTerrorFest.com for tickets. What are your final words for the Northwest audience, Cynthia?
Well, it's always a pleasure to be out there because I have a lot of friends out there. I meet a lot of good friends, and, you know, it's always a pleasure to be there. So I'm really excited. I can't wait to... Can't wait for it's already next weekend. Saturday.
Yeah,
next
hell
Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. I'm like still winding down from work. I'm like, when do I go? But yeah, it's on Saturday. So hope to see everybody there. Thank you so much.
Hell yeah, Cynthia. All right, we'll see you next week, okay?
Okay, thank you.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.